you know, another thing on the podcast that we ask the party animals out there to ask the DJs questions. So shout out to Disco Trash Emily from Las Vegas. She asks, are you a man with a Pringles can?
A man with a what?
Are you a man with the Pringles can?
What is that?
Apparently it means in Vegas, I don't know if anybody out there is in Vegas and can confirm this, but it means, do you have a big dick? No comment.
I could just say, never had a complaint, and hey, no, and they always came back. So I don't know what that means.
But wait, there's two types of Pringles cans. There's like a 6-inch and there's like a 12-inch. So what does that mean? What up, party animals? Welcome to the Party Cave. This is episode 96 for that ass. I'm your host, Q the Hype Man. We're taking toast with some of the hottest DJs around the world, around the planet, around your mom's earlobes, because you know she's tuning in, baby. Tell her stop texting me, please. Anyways, we talk about what goes on top of the DJ decks and underneath the DJ decks. Hello. Yes. Guys, last week was, shout out to the Beagle Fan Bam tuning in, but last week was Neon Jungle. We do a 6-box multi. It's crazy. Everyone was in, you know, theme. Everyone was animaled out. Hey, we like to bring out your, you know, your inner animal and things. But yes, it was a Neon Jungle party. It was fun. Shout out to everybody that tuned in and came out. But also this Sunday, guys, is the last Electric Animal. It's the ending of season one. You know what I mean? It's called The Funeral. Yes, it's going to be, but hey, it's going to be cracking like your butt cheeks. Who knows? We might resurrect. Who knows, baby? That's how we do it. So, guys, make sure you guys tune in. Follow me on Beagle. Download the app and cue the Hype Man. It's the same as my IG. Same as, you know, Snapchat and Facebook, Twitter, when I'm in your mom's phone, whatever it is. But hey, just tune in. But hey, we have a new song out now, Chicas Bonitas. Shout out to the Chicas Bonitas. We got, you know, it's a little bit of Latin vibe with some bass house. Hey, they in the beginning, they said, hey, man, you're crazy. You have like 3 genres in one song. I said, why not? Fuck it. But hey, download it, stream it, ask your local DJ to play it. Not like that. You better tip his ass. Hey, shout out to all my DJs out there. I know. Hey. you don't want to be the, oh, can you play some Drake? No. Can you play that fire-ass song, Q Diamond? And here's 100. There you go. But guys, make sure you just tune in, and I appreciate you guys, everyone that's been posting it and everything. Honestly, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. But you know what? You know what? This next guest, guys, I've been wanting to have him on for a minute. And I've known him for a minute. But you know, we see each other here and there. But you know what? This guy right here, he's, to me, he's a, I would say, old school legend, because he's seen everything grow. He's seen, you know, everything from the LMFAO, how I even started, and that's how we even met. And killing it in the old school scene with the gangsterling, you know what I mean? And again, I've known this guy before that, like right when LMFAO first started. And the long hair, now the short hair, rocking your airwaves, is DJ Scratch in the building! Yes! What's up, baby?
How you doing, my man? Good, long time.
Yeah. Good with it. Like I was saying earlier, a cool minute. Yes. Man, hey, again, dude, I have like a long list of fucking DJs, friends, family, people I met in the industry that I've had, and you're always on it, and I just like, I gotta get him on. Before season one ends of the Party Cave, I gotta get him on. And I'm glad you responded and said, hey, yeah, for sure. And I like that. You know, I like that when people are like, really, oh, yeah, sure, man, it's cool. But hey, before we get crazy, we have a thing in the Party Cave called Short of the Day, Shot Word of the Day. I got my shot, Tito, shot glass right here with Tito's. So anytime we say this word, I'm going to take a shot. You can have a swig of your drink. I got a swig right here, Monster and Tito's as well. But the short of the day is dance. Dance. So anytime we say that word from here on out, boom, you're going to take a shot. Okay. But again, make sure you guys like and subscribe on YouTube, but give us 5 stars on all podcast platforms. But going back to what I was saying earlier, is when, okay, I have an idea, but maybe you could refresh my memory. I have an idea of when we first met. I want to know, like, what do you think, or the time that we first met?
I think the first time we met was, I want to say Vanguard in Hollywood.
Oh, nice, nice. Maybe? Actually, yes, yes. I thought we ran
to each other a lot, though, but I'm always thinking that was the first place because, but I ran into you a lot in Hollywood, you know, that's when I was playing out there a lot and stuff. Yeah. So what do you think? Yeah. Vanguard, does that sound solid enough?
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. But I also, what's that spot? And I don't know why, but do you remember the MySpace days?
Yes.
Okay, there was a girl, Forbidden. That was her MySpace name, I think. We did a party. It was up north or like Oxnard, some shit up there. You were DJing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was on Ventura on Main
Street.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
It was called Karma. It's now called the Ventura Beach Club. Yes.
That's Karma. That's where I thought I met you.
Okay, yeah. No, that sounds more memorable than my Vanguard one. God knows what I was drinking when I was at Vanguard, so, you know.
Yeah, yo, it's so crazy how, like, in a sense, we kind of went full circle from that era, like the MySpace era, like, you know, the girl Forbidden. So if you guys don't remember, there was this girl Forbidden. She was, you know, she was pretty. She, you know, she was like, had all these followers on MySpace, and she was hosting these parties, and Jay Scratch was DJing, and I think we did a song or I forgot or two, but now for a circle, now all the TikTok and all the Instagram and like all the people are there hosting parties too, like back in the day, you know? So,
right. That was a memorable night. I remember.
I remember some of it vaguely.
maybe. Reminisce.
On top of that, I was like at, I think 195 at that time. Now I'm at 145, 150. I fluctuate. But yeah, dude, it was crazy times. Crazy times.
I'm sure I had good times with those guys, man. I couldn't see anything.
And going back to that, so that's crazy. Like, you saw like everything from literally from, and I think that was the second show I've ever done ever for LMFAO. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I was at that time. I think that time I was doing some hype man, some behind the recording behind the scenes. If I remember, I can't. It was so long ago. But I started in 2008, and same thing. Like, it's crazy to see, you know, from the very, very, very beginning to now, or to the, you know, the peak, and to see, you know, the grinding, the, you're like, yeah, I remember those dudes from Ventura.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been in the radio game. I started real early. 1983 was actually my first radio gig and club gig, but I had been, you know, started early 80s. And so there was always like, you know, when I talk to people, there was always a decade before them, but nobody was born. So, you know, I remember when I first got introduced to you guys, it was just the first show I ever saw, man. It was just fucking incredible. Then you came later, right? You came in later with the group. Am I wrong or right?
Yeah, okay. they started like 2000, technically 2007, I think.
Yeah.
And I came in 2008, so a year later. But when I came in, I think Miami Bitch wasn't even on the radio when I came in. That's how long ago.
No, because I remember they came down a couple times and
I think Girl Can't Help It was fluctuating like around the radio era. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they were blowing up, and then what was the other one they had? I always used to love playing. I mean, I played all day shit. So.
Yeah. Oh, la la la, yes.
Yeah, I'm not a whore.
I'm not a whore. Yes, I'm not a whore. I still have that shirt, by the way.
Yeah, man. I remember the show. I always loved your guys' jackets because you had the purple rain pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was a big you know, I'm a big Prince guy. So when I saw that, I go, man, that's a great fucking idea. Yeah. I should have thought of it. You know?
Yeah. But my, but where does the J Scratch even come from? Like, do you, you like?
Yeah, it was actually a mentor of mine. He had a hip hop station in '79, probably the same year. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I don't know. Remember K-Day?
Yeah.
When K-Day came out about '79, we had our hip hop station out here in Ventura County on KBDY, and this gentleman named of HC had grabbed a hold of me in '83, and he actually owned the radio station and the club. So I was only 16, 17 years old, still in high school. Entered this battle of the DJs, won the battle. They found out I was underage. They worked it out with my parents so I could go to the nightclubs on the weekends at 17 years old, 21 over club. Started with him, and that's all I ever did. You know, scratching was the thing in the 80s. You scratched on anything, scratched slow song, anything. So, yeah. Used to call me Scratch, and then one day we were cutting a record on a quarter inch, you know, slicing it, the old bootlegs, remember those?
Yeah.
He started slicing it up, and then he just started calling me Jay, and he goes, you know what, let's just call you Jay Scratch, because I didn't have a name. He goes, Jay Scratch, that's your name. I said, okay, I'm with it. So that has been the name since 83, and yes, it's worked out. Yeah, it's got a lot of history behind that, so.
Dope. Yeah, my thing is, and I moved to, I can't remember the year, but I remember the grade. It was third grade. I moved from Moreno Valley to La Puente. And that's how I was born and raised in La Puente. And there was five Michaels in this class. My real name's Michael. And my teacher was like, she was ripping my last name. She's like, Canones, Canzones. I said, no, that's underwear. But, and I said, it's Kin-Yo-Nez. And she goes, I'm just going to call you Q. I'm like, okay. And then ever since then.
Really? That's how that worked out?
Yeah. And literally, no joke, I had a Q like this, and I got it from, I was so proud of it. I got it from Nothing But Silver. I saved my money from mowing lawns. Remember Nothing But Silver in the malls? It was all, yeah. So I saved it, and I got a little Q charm and a necklace, the rope one. It was like, I think it was like $50 or something like that. And I got a little one, and I used to wear it in sophomore year.
Yeah. I used to have the same things because we used to go to the slots and swap meet. So I the J with the silver.
Yeah, you know? we thought we were flossing. Yeah. Like, yeah, what's up? What's up?
Slots and swap meet was famous for that, man,
you
know? Yeah. The Q, that's tight.
Yeah. So, hey, before I get crazy and even more, I'm going to say what's up to the sponsors. So give me 2 seconds because that's all I need. Hello. All right, we'll see. Shout out to all the sponsors in the building. But the main sponsor, the reason why we have the Party Cave, the reason why we have this amazing podcast. Shout out to Anchor because it's the easiest way to make a podcast, guys. You can do it from your phone, your Apple, Android, whatever it is, your iPad, whatever it is. Hey, whatever you're into. You know what I mean? You can do it from your phone. You press one button, boom, and it goes to Spotify, Anchor, Google, any podcast platform. It's so easy, guys. As I'm talking to you guys right now, and you do the same thing, I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, you can make money. Just you. Yes, you. Yes, you right there, baby. You can make money. So just download the app. That's Anchor.fm. That's Anchor.fm. You feel me? So that's for that sponsor. This next sponsor, the reason why I have this earlobes, this amazing headphones, this eargasm in my ears is a Music headphone. Shout out to Music headphone, Music Connect, because guys, sound is only the beginning. Hello. Thank you, Music headphone, for that. For this next sponsor, guys, shout out to Sunder in the building. Yes, you can chase holes, but you can't chase life. Yes, guys, make sure you check. They actually won the best carbonated drink award. For the best carbonated drink. Hey, you can't beat that with a baseball bat. It's so good, guys. They have any type of flavors, lime, purple, pink, soda. It tastes so good, and it goes good with this next sponsor. Shout out to Sunder in the building for this next sponsor. This amazing sponsor. The reason why we have, the main reason why we have this podcast is Tito's Vodka, baby. Shout out to my Uncle Tito's for supplying us, for amazingness and greatness. There's no hangovers, there's no, you know, I'll throw in that, but hey, just drink responsibly. But hey, don't be blacking out with your sack out. You take, you have some Sunder and Baca together. It goes together like Batman and Robin, baby. You can't beat that with a baseball bat. So thank you, Sunder, for being an amazing sponsor. Now back to you, Jim. So yeah, man, thank you for holding on tight to your butt cheeks while I said what's up to the sponsors, and thanks. The reason why we have the Party Cave and the amazing Jay Scratch. But yo, speaking of the old school days and stuff like that, you're right now, I think you started, not adapted, but that's like your main mixing, right? It's like old school sets. But yo, some of those are fire, dude. Not some, probably 99.1.
I appreciate, thank you, by the way. I appreciate all the genres, even the new stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not driving to it, but, you know, to keep the longevity in the clubs, it's obviously you got to, you know, appreciate all.
Yeah, exactly. Genres.
But, yeah, old school's always been, you know, my cup of tea. But even when I was out in 07 playing at Vanguard, because I had the residencies there. Remember the upstairs?
Yeah,
I had the residencies there Friday, but, you know, it wasn't an old school crowd. This is, you know, 2007, you know, yeah. The E40s, the two shorts, but yeah, just old school's always been, you know, my cup of tea. And I've always known a lot about the artists, and I really was into, well, I still am. I mean, like, you know, you had the pieces and the guy. I mean, I just always loved the history about back scenes and how songs got created and stuff. Yeah, that is definitely, you know, my thing, the old school. There is no doubt about that.
What's your favorite era, though?
Always liked the early 80s of hip-hop, you know, and I always liked the early 80s of funk, but the new wave, to me, it always represented something with that 80s vibe.
Believe it or not.
Like MTV, when, you know, that's when MTV was really MT fucking V, man.
Yeah, MTV, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's when, now I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but, you know, I've always appreciated, you know, the 80s vibe, just the, because everybody was different. You know, it was like hip hop. When hip hop first came out, everybody was different. Yeah. You know, that was the thing about it. Then everybody started sounding the same as it progressed, you know, to now. And, you know, the beats are dope. I just don't really listen too much of the lyrics like I would if it was, you know, early 90s of Snoop or Wu-Tang or anything like that. But I do appreciate it, you know. But the 80s to me was, you know, well, I grew up on it. That was my first generation of love, you know, for music. Yeah. So.
But the crazy, this is crazy, though. And literally from like the jump, like elementary, junior high, high school, you know, because I was born in 80, I was born in 84, and growing up, that's all I listened to. But I listened to mainly like the Gap Band, Earth, Wind, and Fire, George Clinton, Zapp and Roger. That's my roots are. And I used to play that shit in high school. They're like, what the fuck is this? I was like, how do you not know George Clinton? What the? Like, they're crazy, right? And now look at now everyone's jocking all those things I mentioned in the 90s and 80s hip hop as well. Everyone's putting that style, and some of them are even sampling these old school songs. You know, it's crazy. It's that feel good, man. I don't know what it is. You play that shit.
It's just something about when you put on a Luther record or a Frank Beverly record. It's just, you know, it just has just has a different kind of warmth than, you know, for stuff. But, you know, I'm an old head, so of course I'm gonna be kind of biased about that, bro. You know.
and then you're on old school 1047, right? 104.
Old school 104.7. Actually, believe it or not, I've been with that company since, that's the same company I've been with since 83. The funny thing is, we were just local, and when we met. I was on that station. It just wasn't, it hadn't reached in IE or San Bernardino yet. It was mostly an 8 station. But when the beat, remember when Hot got rid of their old school and Big Boy went to Hot 92?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's when we jumped the gun and said, you know what? Let's extend our range on our radio station since there's not going to be no more old school in LA. That's why we jumped on that. So, nice. Yeah, but mostly IE, San Bernardino, Hemet, Paris, and then we're all the way back through Ventura, all the way to Santa Barbara. So the range is nice. I mean, it's about...
that's nice.
Yeah, it's about, well, God, Riverside's so huge, man. I didn't know how many people actually lived in San Bernardino, Riverside.
Yeah, San Bernardino.
Yeah. Ooh, bro, so San Bernardino, yeah, so we're about, it's a little bit 4 million plus listeners a day. And it's nice to know that, you know, people appreciate old school still, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it jumped too, because our station kind of switches up too. Like, I'll go to Luther, and then you'll hear Jodeci, the Father MC.
Ooh, back Jodeci.
Yeah, we'll do a Father MC, Jodeci, Ashanti, then you'll hear Luther or Rick James, and then Prince. So it's crazy because now 90s music is really old school, bro. It's 30 years old. So, you know.
Man, that's crazy. But we have another thing on the podcast we call Meme of the Week. Meme of the Week, okay? And I sent you a meme earlier. So there's you know, especially, I mean, it's on my list. I've been meaning to watch it. I haven't watched the new Mortal Kombat, and I'm upset. I keep telling my girl, she doesn't really, you know, follow that stuff. I said, how do you not know? So I was like, I'm trying to get her to start from the beginning and then move up to that. So, for the podcast world, I'm going to say what the meme is to the YouTube world. I'll put it up right here on the screen in the middle. But,
okay.
So, who is that, Katana? Is that Katana? Or what's her name?
And Sub-Zero, you sent me, or somebody?
Jax. That looks like Jax.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Jax. So it's a picture of Mortal Kombat logo, and it has literally the background of Mortal Kombat. The girl looks like Katana. The guy looks like Jax. But the guy at the top, it says, I think I downloaded the wrong Mortal Kombat movie. Because the first one shows they're about to fight, like round one fight, right? But then the second picture is Jax choking Katana, but like if he's giving it to her in the back. Yes, I think I downloaded the wrong Mortal Kombat movie. Oh man, have you seen the new one?
I thought the story a little more dialogue than it was action, but
Really?
Yeah, but you know, I didn't play the game much, but I really did enjoy the storylines to Mortal Kombat. So I was always a Scorpion guy. So the gentleman, I forgot his name, real great actor, played Scorpion. He was in Wolverine, the Silver Samurai. He was in The Last Samurai. I forgot the gentleman's name, but the acting was great. I thought it was a great movie. Like I said, it was more dialogue than it was action, but the storyline was cool. It was real cool.
Nice. Yeah, I need to watch that. That's the meme of the week, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, dude, I want to see this. I want to see this video.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
I got to make sure to download the right one. I got to download or not.
Right one.
But So all the years you've been DJing, all the years you've been on the radio, doing radio events, because I've been to many of those radio events, and they can get crazy. But what is like the craziest thing that's happened to you while you were DJing?
Ooh. Wow.
That much?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what, because there's been some crazy ones. I'm like, oh my God. Let me try the craziest one. Oh my God, none of them are fucking, you know, like clean or anything.
Anything goes here, man. Anything goes here.
Man. I think I was at the club one time and a gentleman showed up looking for me, but people weren't trying to get me up because he looked kind of pissed off.
Yeah.
And supposedly he thought I had slept with his wife.
Oh man.
But you know, I mean, I'm not a fan of that, but it's happened. He didn't tell me. I was like, oh, well, you weren't gonna tell me that before. So he waits for me at the end of the night. We're downstairs, we're talking, and he's blowing up. his wife finally comes around the corner and goes, that's not the guy. That's the wrong fucking guy.
Oh, wow.
God, bro. And I really, like, bro, I really don't know. Because back then, man, you know.
Yeah. It was our worst back then.
You know, I was a wild guy, man. I mean, you know, I was a DJ. You know, so, yeah, that was pretty funny because the dude, yeah, he wanted to fucking kill me. Really, like, literally. So, he just waited the whole night till I came down there, and then his wife finally came up and said that. So, long story short, somebody said they were Jay Scratch.
Oh, and told shit. Me
to use my name for that. Damn. So, yeah, so that's how that got mixed up. But yeah, that was pretty crazy. I never had that happen.
So, speaking of something, I have something similar to that. And okay. I'll never forget this because, you know, back in the day, we used to do shows and stuff like that. There'd be a bunch of girls flashing, you know, whatnot. But we, like you said, they don't say, they're not wearing their wedding rings. They're not saying that they have boyfriends. Like, yo, like, that is that our fault back in the day? Is that the guy's fault? Oh, people out there, is that the guy's fault that the girl doesn't tell the guy, like, they're taken or they're married or whatever it is? So
how's it fault?
Yeah. So we're in Pittsburgh. We just finished this show. We go to the hotel, and one of the guys, I'm not going to say who, but one of the guys had a girl in his room, and all I hear, and I'm right next door, and we order pizza, we're partying in the other room, and all I hear is, like, knocking, like, big time, like, yelling, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I peek outside, I said, hey, what are you doing? Oh, fuck that, man. Yo, you guys fucked my girl. I'm like, what?
Oh, God.
I look over, hey, did anybody hook up with anybody? He was like, nah, not tonight. I look over, I was like, oh shit, that's my friend's room. And then all I see is my friend. You know those doors that has the latch and it has like the chain? Oh, you see that. You see that. And then he's like, what's up? And I step, okay, I was like, oh shit. So I step out and I finish eating my pizza, you know, put it over there. And I step out and then I look around the corner and like two more guys are coming. I was like, oh shit, is it about to go down? So I lean over and I tell my other friends, I was like, yo, I think we should come outside. So we come outside. So it's like, I think it ended up being like four of them and three of us. So my friend's like, all I hear is, I thought you said that was your brother. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh shit, no.
And I'm like, wait, how does the guy know that the girl is even in that room? She must have texted them, have find my iPhone, some shit. I don't know. So finally the girl gets out and her hair is all fucked. She just literally got smashed. Like went to Pound Town, Ground Town, all the damn town. But like her hair was all over the place. Her shirt was inside out. It was like crazy. So the guy was pissed off. What the fuck, man? I don't care who you are. And this was like early on shows. And I was like, hey man, come on, you don't want to fuck around, like, just this is before we had security. So they're like walking away with the girl, and they're like, you know, one guy keeps talking, and then my friend comes around, and then just fucking blindsides him and decks him. The dude falls, and it's on 3-4. Mind you, I haven't fought since, I say, prior to that, like 4 years, because I used to be in kickboxing for like 3 years. So that shit turned on. I was like, oh, child, you lost your mind. Like, you may think I'm this short motherfucker, but dude, you know. So these dudes are like 5'8", 6'1", like, you know. So it's going on. It's going down. So that guy knocks down. So it's a fair fight, 3-3. This guy gets back up. I'm like kicking this. I kicked the dude. I think I'm probably broke his leg or some shit because he was limping after that. So we fought them all the way to the elevator. Then the security comes out and he goes, what's going on here? And I said, yo, these guys are trying to steal stuff in our room. They're not staying here. We have the whole floor. You know, and then mind you, you cut to them. They're like bleeding. They're all fucked up. And then they end up getting kicked out. So, dude, it was crazy. It was nuts.
They stole something. They stole it. They tried to steal shit.
But guys, come on. You can't tell. You know. You can't tell your guys that you're trying to hook up, the DJ, the artists, the singers, whatever it is. You if just say the truth. Say, hey, I wanna, you know, suck the shit out of you. But I have a boyfriend. But I have a husband, and it's up to the guy to make that decision. You know, you can't be the guy's fault. You know, and that's that. And that's what in girls too, like vice versa. Like if the girl cheats and the guy can't get mad at the guy. If the guy knows that that's your friend, that's different. But if you're at like some random thing, like, you know, that sucks.
I mean, I've never thought that, you know, unfortunately I've never been in that situation, but if my girlfriend had cheated with the guy, I'm not tripping on the guy, I'm tripping on her.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I gotta talk to her. The guy is like, what? Yeah, he would have probably, you know, I would probably done what he did. Okay, I don't know you know, I don't know who the guy is.
And the guy's like, you know, an artist, so that's even worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, public figure kind of adds a little more flavor to it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, you know, that was back in the day. So, and that was the first, I think that was the first tour we ever did. So fast forward, she's probably like, oh yeah, I fucked one of the guys.
Oh, bro, you know that's bad. That was bragging rights. Come
yeah,
on,
yeah.
Man.
I swallowed his kids. Shout out to the swallowers out there.
Oh my God.
So we have a you know, another thing on the podcast that we ask the party animals out there to ask the DJs questions. So shout out to Disco Trash Emily from Las Vegas. She asks, are you a man with a Pringles can? Do you know what that means?
A man with a what?
Are you a man with the Pringles can?
What is that, bro?
Hey, I had a message her. I said, yo, what is this? I had to tell her, what are you asking? So it means, apparently it means in Vegas, I don't know if anybody out there is in Vegas and can confirm this, but it means, do you have a big dick? No comment.
I could just say, never had a complaint and they always came back. So I don't know what that means.
Hey, you know, hey, it's okay to not, you know, not you, but out there. It's okay if you're a grower, not a shower. It's okay if you hit the walls. And it's okay if your tongue game is on fleek. But just make sure that, you know, you hit the walls. Yes. Shout out to Emily for that. And I asked her, I said, but wait, there's two types of Pringles cans. There's like a 6-inch and there's like a 12-inch. So what does that mean?
Yeah, I am definitely not the 12-inch Pringles can. I'll be honest with you on that.
Yeah. But believe it or not, though, some girls do say they hate it when it's too big.
I've heard that.
They say, like, I mean, shit. Are you? Is it coming out their mouth, or are they gonna have pleasure in it? Like, I don't know. But that's for another podcast, not this one. That's for another podcast. So yeah, dude, the Pringles, man. Come on, Pringles, dude. Shout out to Disco Trash for that, Emily for that. But hey, you know, put in the comments. If you're Pringles man or woman, hey, whatever you're into, maybe sometimes women like wearing Pringle cans. Hello. Yes. But hey, so we have another thing on the podcast. We do song of the week. Okay. Whether if you're playing on the radio, on your streams, Twitch, you mentioned, or even in the clubs prior to the pandemic, what is that song that every time you play it, everyone gets lit, the hands are up, people are having fun, they're dancing. Ah, shit! Oh, here we go. I said it. I said the short of the motherfucking day.
We got a break.
We gotta take this shot right quick. Shout out to Tito's for supplying greatness.
Shouts out to the yak.
Yes.
Salud.
Yes. Cheers, man.
I had to get a little one because I got to drive.
It's all right. Don't worry.
Woo! That Tito's is good, though. I just had it about a couple months ago. It's nice.
Man, I actually have it with a Monster. Monster's my go-to, man.
Oh, okay.
People always ask, like, and that's one thing that's so funny to me is, even, you know, the LMFAO days, everyone's like, yo, you guys are, how much fucking, you know, cocaine do you guys do? Like, we actually don't do any drugs. The drug we do is, you know, Tito's. I mean, I think back in the day it was Ciroc. But it was Ciroc Grey Goose with Red Bull. So now I just do Monster and Tito's. What was that?
No, it was just crazy how the evolution of alcohol, you know, the pot days, you had the Hypnotic. And
yeah,
just,
yeah. Like, yeah. Alizé.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could tell like someone's like, you know, genre or age when they think, oh, you got some Alizé? It's like, what the fuck? Alizé? Damn it, Alizé in a minute. But
right, yeah, not that hard to read when you have Hennessy Swiffer in your hand sipping on a few parts. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. But, any dark liquor, Henny, Jack, you know, any bourbon or any dark liquor, I'll black out. Like I can drink. You know us from back in the day, but we can drink. But dude, give me like a two shots of like Henny or anything, I'm done. I'm done. It's crazy. Well, I turn into the Hulk.
Well, I like, remember the Incredible Hulk, the drink? Yeah. It was that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I never heard anybody react to cognac like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, cognac too. All that.
Okay, well, definitely if I see you in the club, I'm not going to get you.
Yeah.
I'll bring the vodka for you when I see you. Okay. That's crazy.
So what is that song that every time you play it, like, boom, it gets the people cracking?
I know it sounds what's the word, cliche, but you know, ain't no fun is always gonna be
that one.
And I do all ages of clubs, you know, I do the 21 and over, but you know, I'm up in the back, nobody's, you know, we're looking at me saying, look at my Theo, he's DJing our concert.
Theo!
Yeah, so, but it's like, oh my God, these 22-year-olds know the fucking words of this guy.
Yeah. And it's funny because, and again, going back to what we were talking about earlier, it's that feel good, man. Like back then, that genre, it's something about, like on the app, so on the Beagle app. So when I do a party every Sunday, and it's a new theme every single Sunday, and what I do is like I put together like I produce a set. I don't DJ, but like I'll do like my own original song, because I have like right now I have like 5-6 songs out. And then this whole pandemic I've been doing like my own bootlegs. So I will take like a Ain't No Fun, you know, but then find like a house remix or like a big room or even sometimes reggaeton remix. But I'll play the original first, and I'll find some part of the song where it just like fucking flows perfect, and I'll make my own edits like that. And then on the themes. So for example, like we'll have one time I had a Wizard of Oz theme, and I was Dorothy, but I made what was that song? Party Till We Die, with Timmy Trumpet. Have you heard that?
I'm familiar with the song. Okay.
So that song. So I'll take that and then. I'll take that and I'll add in like what was it? Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And then I'll because you know it's Wizard of Oz. So then I'll put somewhere, and then at the end it'll be like. And I get your dog too. Boom, boom, boom.
I gotta hear that, man.
Yo, they're hilarious. Like, I surprised myself. I was like, yo, this is pretty fucking fire.
Fucking Over the Rainbow. I would never thought of that ever.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
And I do all the edits, and I do that live when I'm like on Beagle, like Fridays and Saturdays. I'll go live and I'll do like the live edit, like they can hear me and see me do it like live, like, you know, okay, and let me download this, and okay, let me add this part, and you know, whatever. But it's so fun, dude. It's so fun.
You do it on the fly.
Yeah. No. I'll do the edits first. And then I'll okay, put gotcha. It into like a set after. But like, yeah. Sometimes people are like,
okay, got you. Okay.
Sometimes people are like, oh, play this song, this and that. And I said, oh, are you going to, you know, because a dragon is like, on Beagle is like $200, $250-ish, right? And then I'll always make fun of like, oh, send a dragon and I'll play anything you want, baby. Come on.
Oh, right. $250, I'll play it. That's right. Yeah. Now you got it. Thank you.
Yeah, but during quarantine or to now too, a lot of people were like, "Why don't you just be a DJ?" And I said, honestly, shout out to all the DJs. Like I love my DJ friends, and that's why I have the podcast, because I only interview DJs because I have mad respect. And the DJs make the world go round, baby. Come on, and okay. If it wasn't for this, like, y'all wouldn't be like, you know, moving and grooving and everything. But after every DJ, there always gets to be a hype man, an MC, and that's where I come in. And I love that. I love entertaining the people, get on the mic, saying funny stuff, and I do funny shit like on Bigo. And I treat it, because I'm in a DJ MC duo group, and right. I did the same thing what I did in the shows that we had, and then do that on things. So I left in 2017. I left the whole LMFAO thing, and then me and my partner, we started our own thing, and then started traveling, doing shows all over. And once we got, because we were, I don't know if you knew, but we would close out towards the end, about like since 2014, 15 maybe, we started closing out every show, like every big festival, club, or whatever it is. Like it could be 1,000, it could be 20,000, because we wanted, the whole thing was, after the concert, we wanted to keep the party going. And so that's where we came in, and I'll be on the mic, and like, it's just so much fucking fun. But yeah, so I took that same concept and, you know, do it on Beagle. So it's so fun, dude. So fun.
Well, I mean, you always had me standing there watching you, even though we hadn't like officially met when I watched your shows, because I would always be, wherever I was invited, it was like you guys were performing, right? Yeah. So it was just like, man, definitely a good energy, man. I'm glad that you were able to, you know, pursue and keep it pushed, man. Cause I was definitely, I don't know if I'd say a fan, but I would, you know, for me, you know, when you're in the club for like 3 decades, to stop and pay attention to something for a long while, it really says something about whatever you're paying attention to. So I would always just, man, this dude's not hot. This dude is dope. That's what I used to say. I didn't know you, you know, like, this motherfucker came in perfect. You were so perfect with that fucking, man.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Yeah. And it's so crazy to me, like, a lot of people don't, and I always say, and you, I think we talked about this earlier about being you know, different and playing different DJs, play different styles. And you know, the old school, you know, the radio show that you're on, it was different, you know, from not hip hop, not house, not on BPM radio, whatever it is. But, you know, in the beginning, they're like, why are these dudes rapping over, you know, electro beats, like you know, like almost EDM, like what the hell? And, you know, and we wore skinny jeans, zebra cheetah pants, and like, you know, and then sure enough, here comes a wave of, I'm not saying we started it, but there, it definitely influenced a lot of different things. And that goes to show, to don't be afraid to step out your box, you know. Don't be afraid to take that leap. Don't be afraid to, just because you're different. Like the song that I just came out with, I sent it to you. And I always, this is like a year and a half in the making. And I was like, you know what? Like I run every day. And I hear different mixes. And I'm like, yo, a lot of these mixes, these DJs are playing this style and mixing it with EDM, like playing Latin and mixing it with EDM, or getting transition tracks and putting them together. So why do all that? We can just fucking put one all in one thing, you know? And that's, and two, if he ain't moving, I ain't making it. Like, that's how I feel, like, you know, cause.
Sure, most definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that just goes to show where you're at. I mean, you look at a lot of people that are great musicians. I mean, there's so many genres of their music mixed into their song. I mean, you know, that's cool that you're able to pick that out and do that, especially with the Latin music is so hot right now. Yeah. I mean, half my set is probably reggaeton and cumbias, you know, especially out here in 805, because we are about 80, 90%. cameras out here. So, you know, you have to, you got to know your Latin or Mexicano
audience.
Musical.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you're not going to make it, bro. You won't make it. You know, you won't make it as a DJ in San Bernardino, IE either, you know? So
yeah, same, yeah, same, yeah. I feel you.
Gotta know the Rasta, man, if you're gonna DJ in these areas, that's for sure. But yeah, that's dope that you put that together, man, because especially right now, it's perfect timing that you did that, especially with that song.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot of, you know, feedback. I was actually almost didn't release it. I had two record labels, and right when the pandemic started, one was like, you know, we don't know what this pandemic is gonna happen. I was like, all right. So I had all my dreams and now they're just shattered. And then during the pandemic, they're all like, you know what? No one's playing this style. There's no clubs that people can move to. You know, I was like, yo, it's not about that. People are playing. Like, I saw the future. I was like, people are on Twitch. People are on all these apps. This is, like, right in the beginning. I said, all my DJ friends are doing this. I'm telling you. People are going to tune in from their homes. They're going to want to, you know, move and party in their homes. Like, oh, no. And after all that, I said, you know what? I'm going to wait till things start opening and just fuck them all. I'm going to release it on my own. Fuck it. So that's what I did. I, you know, found the right, you know, panels and you know, outlets to release it under. And now it's I sent it to all my DJ friends. I sent it to all, you know, a bunch of producers and stuff. And you know, now this shit's being played. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is fun, you know. And even if, honestly, even if it doesn't blow up, I just enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed making it. I enjoyed it, working on it for like a year and a half, and I play it on, so crazy to me, I play it on this app Beagle, and people are putting it in the chat, chicas bonitas. I'm like, oh shit. Oh shit. That's, but hey, yeah, it's a good feeling. So hey, before we head out, I just want to say thanks again, man. I appreciate it for coming on the podcast.
You've always been a good guy, man.
Yeah,
I hope we really get to talk a lot, but you always have the same energy, and that's what I like, and that's what I like about people. I'm not a, you know, you're either hot or cold, man. I'm not a lukewarm guy. You know, when you meet people and one day they act like they don't know you, and the next day in the club they're talking to you. I don't like that shit. I'm not a lukewarm guy, man. Pick one side you want. You've always been the same guy that I'm talking to now. Is the same dude on stage. The same guy that I'm talking to at the bar for, you know, maybe 2-3 minutes, if any of us remember any of them conversations.
That all right.
You know, you're just a good person, man. I'm glad that things are going well for you, man. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it.
And you're a good guy. You're a good guy, man.
And then anytime you're out here, I'm in Hollywood. So anytime you're out here, or if I'm out, you know, in the San Bernardino area or Ventura, like, I'm definitely come, you know, check you out. And
hi, if you ever a show, I'll definitely take the weekend out and come see you, man. You know, once things start to lift, you know, thank God it looks like things are starting to clear up a little bit.
Next month, supposedly it's supposed to open up fully. We'll see.
We'll see. I got vaccinated, so we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. Yeah. You know,
I saw a shirt. Somebody said, I'm vaxxed and ready to fuck.
Oh, no, they did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. No. I'm vaxxed and ready to fuck.
No way.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
So I'm sponsored by this other company called No Basic Shirt Here. Shout out to No Basic Shirt Here. I have a shirt that I made with them. It says, it's okay, I'm vaccinated.
Yo, bro.
But I saw that one. I was like, oh, that's hilarious too.
I need a large, man. I'll support you. Let me know where the link is. I'll buy it. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Thanks. So, hey, before we go, why don't you tell the party animals where they can reach you on all your social media platforms for the YouTube world. I'm going to put it right here. Right here in the middle of the screen for the podcast world. You can, you know, hear your earlobes.
All right. Instagram at DJ J Scratch. That's JSCRTCH. That's the same. All my social medias are DJ J Scratch. And then, you know, Old School 104.7 Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And I do the weekends, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, yeah, nice. I'm not that hard to find, man, but thank you.
Easy. DJ, see, that's what I'm saying. It's easy. DJ J Scratch. You know, yep. Everyone has like five different names on different platforms. It's like, yo, you guys have 61. 61. All right, man. Thanks again. I appreciate you. Make sure you guys like, subscribe on YouTube, and give us 5 stars on all podcast platform. What? I'm already slurring my words at these damn shots. But hey, tune in next time. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Motherfucker.